Blog Talk Radio.
Weather, it's not just hot out,
but it's nice outside, okay, as far as the weather goes. And these are the days that I really like, the days leading into spring and summer, and where the trees are turning. If you notice, if you're riding right now, or if you were riding last night or early yesterday or whatever, you notice that the dogwoods are just bright white. Okay, those are dogwood trees. You see them if you're riding down the highway. You can see them stuck off in the trees, and you know they stick out like a sore thumb. And though they are beautiful right now, the dogwoods are beautiful right now. It makes you want to go out right now to Home Depot and buy you some dogwoods and put them in your yard, right? And so they are bright and beautiful right now. And then if you notice, you can look on at the top of some of them, and their leaves are starting to turn green now. And so they're two different colors. They're green at the top and white in the middle, right? And white on the bottom. But they are absolutely beautiful. When you come into my subdivision, there are a bunch of them right there at the beginning of the subdivision, and they are beautiful, beautiful dogwoods. And they are white. They are white, white, white. And again, guys, today's weather, we're looking at a high of 74 today, low of 55, partly cloudy, not just bright sunshine. And then tomorrow, we're looking at a high chance of rain on tomorrow and a high of 59, a low of 50. And then the same on Friday, slightly cloudy on Saturday, and then more rain on Sunday. So we're looking at from now on in, all the way through to Sunday, we're looking at cloudy, rainy days. Okay? So it's going to be a weird end of the week and weekend. But we need the rain always, you know, for the lakes and the trees and all that. So we need the rain. So let's take the rain. And then next week, I think we're going to have some great days. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's word of the day is controvertible. 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 Not convertible, but controvertible. And it's an adjective. And controvertible means capable of being disputed or opposed by reason. Okay? Controvertible is capable of being disputed or opposed by reason. And when I see that word controvertible and I look at the definition, I think of controversy. I think this is a derivative of controversy, which is controvertible and is capable of being disputed or opposed by reason. All right. So again, thanks guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you guys would like to call in and comment on today's show, today's episode, I'd like that. Okay? And I promise you guys I'd have a great show for you today. And here we go. Today's show is entitled "Pass the Creflo Dollar." I know you guys have heard of him, but what is he thinking? Asking members for a $65 million. So that's what I want to discuss today, is the news of the pastor asking his congregation for a $65 million jet. He says so that he can spread the word of his ministry around the world, around the globe. That's what he says, around the globe. So he wants to be global, okay, a global ministry. Now, I think that his ministry is pretty much already global, okay? He has a huge, huge following, okay? And I talked about this a little bit with some coworkers and my thoughts. And believe me, guys, This is just my opinion, okay? This is my opinion, and I'll take your opinion. If you want to give me your opinion, call into the show, press 1, and I'll put you on the air. Or if you just want to listen to my opinion, that's fine. But this is my opinion. So I don't want to get all these emails and text messages saying, Frank, you're wrong. I don't want it. Yada, yada. Call me and let's talk about it. Right? Why does Pastor Creflo Dollar want a $65 million jet? Well, he said why he wants it. Okay? And I think he's going to get it. I believe he's going to get it. I believe that as big as his following is, and as many people that send him money and give him money or whatever for the church, he's asking for $350 per member. Okay? $350 per member. All right? And I think he's going to get it. What do you think? And so it's almost like this. And someone said, how can he bend the arms of his members and ask them to do that? Well, everyone, of course, is not going to give him $350 towards his $65 million jet. Okay? If I was in the congregation, I wouldn't give him $350 of my money towards his $65 million jet. Okay, I do my tithes on Sunday when I go, but that's not going to be $350. I'll do my tithe as the year goes on. Okay, now that may be $350, but if he's gonna do that, okay, if he's gonna do that, then do that, but. What I see him doing is he's asking for $350 each. That's going to come. Whether it comes from me, comes from you, wherever, that's going to come. He's going to get people. He's got people that's going to give him $350 now and also make their tithe on Sunday and make their tithe the rest of the Sundays that they attend church for the rest of the year. Okay? Now, you got to understand now, Creflo has churches all over the city of Atlanta. Okay? And then he has a TV ministry. Okay? I don't know exactly all of his doings, of course, but you know, I know he sells DVDs and books and whatever he can sell. So he's going to get the money. All right? He just wants the money to come quickly from the congregation. Now, this is no different than, let's say, the city of Atlanta. Okay, when they were deciding to build this $1 billion stadium for the Falcons, they said that part of the money was going to be put up by the owner. The rest of the money is going to be put up by the people. That means the people within the city of Atlanta. Okay? So they're doing that through hotel taxes throughout the city. They're raising hotel fees throughout the city with taxes and taking that money to build a stadium. Now, when the government or your county raise sales taxes on food, another penny or 2 pennies or whatever they do, you go from 7% to 8%, And that's not going to go back down. You're going to continue to pay that probably for the rest of your life or as long as you live in that county. Okay? And they strong on you with that. You don't have a choice. The members of his congregation, they have a choice whether to give him 350 of their dollars or not. But the county can come in and strong arm you and tell you, hey, you know, whatever, I don't care what you say, and if you live in the county, we're going to raise the taxes. And it'll happen. And you're going to pay it. No doubt. You're going to pay it. Okay? So they'll strong arm you into paying that extra money. And I don't know how long it's going to be for the duration of you living in that county or how much you're going to pay for the duration you live in that county as far as what they raise your taxes to be. But they're taking your money. Pastor Dollar, he's asking for the money. You can give it to him or not. See, that's how I see it. I see it as, hey, he asked for it. It doesn't matter who gives it. He's going to get it. Okay? He's going to get it. And you know what? He already has a jet. But he wants a big 727 jumbo jet that he can take that'll fly across the water around the world. Now, he got a jet that he uses right here in the States that he can go here to there, here to there, here to there. And I understand what he's talking about. Because if he can be here on Sunday, and he's got a meeting, let's say, in Chicago on Monday morning. The only way he's going to get from here to Chicago by Monday morning is to fly. And he's not going to fly Delta. He's too big for that. Y'all may say, hey, why is he so good he can't fly Delta? Well, he's got a gigantic ministry. Y'all don't know how big this guy is. Huge. Gigantic. He's like this guy on TV now, the guy with the curly hair, the white guy with the curly hair. I don't know his name, but Slim, talking, he on TV. Can't think of his name, but that guy has a huge ministry, and he's got a couple of jets, okay? And so this is no different. This is no different. The only difference is he's white and he's black. That's the only difference. But Creflo's got a jet. He's got a jet. Creflo wants a bigger jet. This guy probably already has a jet. His name, I think, is Mark something. I don't know. But these guys, like some of these evangelists, like what's the guy's name that got on TV? He was caught with a prostitute or something. I have sinned. What was his name? I don't know his name. But he was huge before he got in trouble, before he got caught. Pat Robertson, huge. We don't know what he's got. Okay, Oral Roberts, huge. What's the gray-haired man name? Real old. I don't know his name. Wear glasses. I don't know his name. But these guys are huge, gigantic. T.D. Jakes. Guy got a huge ministry, a huge following. They give him money. Okay? Now, you and I, we have to go out and work for our money. We have to go out and do something, do this and do that for our money. But these guys sit in the pulpit and teach the Bible to people. And they make millions of dollars. Nothing wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with it. But people get all hung up because he asked his congregation for the money. Well, they gave him a Rolls Royce for his birthday or his anniversary or something, or a Bentley or something for it. The members did. The congregation did. They gave him a Bentley for his anniversary. Okay? He lives in a multi-million dollar home. I mean, if you were making millions of dollars, you'd probably be living in a multi-million dollar home as well. You know? But the only difference is people probably don't really know you. If you're not some type of celebrity or something, and if I had money, that's how I'd want to be. I wouldn't want to be recognized everywhere I go. I'd want to be one of those who can go out anywhere he wants without anyone even knowing. Yeah, ordinary Joe Blow, but I got millions in the bank. I'd probably have me a Learjet or charter me a Learjet whenever I wanted to go somewhere. I probably wouldn't buy one, but I'd probably charter me one and take it, right? So I don't see anything wrong with Pastor Dahl having a jet. Give it to him. Let him do what he want to do. See, if he didn't have a huge congregation, you guys wouldn't even know about it. If it wasn't all over the news, you guys wouldn't even know about it. This wouldn't even, I wouldn't even be talking about this. But because it's all over the news, I got to talk about it. We need to talk about it. But that's the difference. In him being a gigantic pastor as opposed to a small town pastor. And because he has this huge following and all these people following him, and all this huge congregation, huge churches and all this, now we want to talk about him asking for $65 million for a jet. It's okay with me. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. It is okay with me. I don't mind. Like I said, if I was one of his members, I would not write him a check for $350. I'm a member to come into the church, learn the word of the Bible from him, and give my tithes and offerings. Tithes and offerings are what? Tithes and offerings keep the church lights on, keeps the pastor paid, right? So he can keep coming, doing his thing, keeps the lights on, keep the people paid that take care of the church, right? You gotta, if the church not paid for, you gotta pay up. Mortgage on the church, you got to pay for the church. So all this stuff is part of tithes and offerings. I mean, and as far as pastors go, it's also written somewhere where you have to take care of the pastor's living quarters or whatever. That's something in the bylaws of a Baptist church. So what he's asking for is not out of reach, not for him. You know, somebody with 300 members now, that's out of reach. He's got thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. I'm sure he's got hundreds of thousands of followers and members. Hundreds of thousands. Okay? Now, if you get a 100,000 people, that's six zeros behind the one. Each one of them giving you $350. How much money is that? Let's calculate that. I've got my calculator right here. We're going to say $350 times 100,000 equals $35 million. He's almost there. He's got well over 100,000 members. Okay? So, you know, you got to think of what's going on here. And again, I don't mind. He can do his thing. He's able to. He's got the following. He's got the people that's going to give him the money. Let's not cry about it. He's going to get it. Give it up. Keep going to your church. Keep giving your tithes and offerings. And maybe one day your pastor will ask you to give him money for a Rolls Royce. Who knows? Hey, guys, I'm just about out of time. I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. Thank you for listening in to the show. And I will see you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. See ya. Everybody understood what I was saying today. What do you think they understood? I hope they did.
Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it.